T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose 3 callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Jason, Mandy, Bill, Jen, Mark, Emily. Look, everybody's ready to play. All the guys are first. Jason, Bill, and Mark. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, Johnny. My name's Jason. I'm 45 years old, and I've been married about 11 years, and I got a sleeve, and that's about it. I'm looking to add to the collection.
You said, I've been married about 11 years. You said that like a guy waiting to get out of prison.
Oh, you have no idea. I've been living in my mom's basement for the last 2 months with my wife and kids, and so I'm like a teenager again. I got to go to the bathroom anytime I want to have some fun.
Oh, God damn, stick it out, brother. We're going to get past this. We're going to get past this together.
I hope so.
All right, Jason, you're going to play state. I'm going to get Bill on. Bill, you're making this weird because that's my dad's name.
Hey, Bill, 41, never married, no kids, got a couple of flashlights in the drawer.
A couple?
Yeah,
how can one be different than the other?
You know, I got the Brandy Love one and the Riley Reed one, so, you know.
Well, I'm a fan of Riley Reed. Do you really see any difference in it?
No.
Okay, I'm always curious. I'm not against it, and I would probably try a fleshlight out. But I didn't know if you could actually feel...
They have different textures and stuff inside of them sometimes, but yeah, it's not too much.
Yeah. I think I have a desensitized weenus because a girl could have a tooth in there and I wouldn't know. All right. Stay there. Of course, maybe I'm just not reaching far enough back. Mm-hmm. All right, Jason, Bill, I figured I should before you did. Mark's on the line. Mark, how are you?
Good. I'm Mark. I'm 55. I'm single. I got a sleeve and a C-ring and a girlfriend, and she's got some toys, and that's about it, Johnny.
I got a sleeve, a C-ring, and a girlfriend. Boop, boop. I don't even feel like you should be allowed to play. You got your world together.
Well, sort of.
All right. How's your girlfriend?
Good.
Yep. I assume, was this the reason you're single? You had to get divorced because of her, or you met her afterwards?
No, I've always been single.
Oh, really? Wow. Yep. Then you must have what we call true happiness.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather be single.
Listen, well, but it's nice to be in love, too, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not in love. We're not really in love. We're just kind of seeing each other.
Wow.
He's so honest.
Let me just go ahead and translate that for anybody who might not understand. He doesn't love her. Okay, there we go. But he likes having the sex with her.
Yeah, and going out.
Well, because that's better than feeling lonely
and staying
when
in.
When you eat.
Exactly.
Staying inside with her.
I don't want to talk to you, but I also like the feeling that someone else is in the house. But shh.
Jason, Bill, Mark, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price not going over, will receive the item up for bid.
For the guys, our item is
the Intensity Power Stroker from Adam and Eve.
The holidays are here, and we're in a cold snap. So you're just stuck at home with an insatiable need to fap. So there is no need for you to feel in the dumps. Because we have got a stroker that changes color when you hump.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Fellas, when you slide into the Intensity Power Stroker, it actually shows by turning pink as you stroke up and down. Watch the excitement build from cool to hot as the rings and pleasure nubs add intense stimulation, sending you over the edge. Plus, it's open-ended for easy cleaning. Because you know how they get.
Pillsbury has what it takes. Flakes, only flakes, whip up into this natural, fresh flavor.
Oh, jingle bells, you're in hell, but this is what you need. Just stick that right in the Intensity Power Stroker sleeve.
It's from Adam and Eve, and it can be yours, fellas,
if the price is right.
I'm just so weirded out by what I'm seeing right now. Why are there balls on it?
I think that's the butt.
Oh.
No, that's vagina. That's vagina. Because the top part, that's the
okay.
But because the interior has a purple tube currently, right, that looks like a shaft, those tend to look like balls.
I see where you're, I see if you look under a certain light, that's, you see balls, you see legs or a butt.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no, once you look at the end of it, I guess. Guys, I'm looking at it, so we have to live with the fact that I touched it. So it's a see-through one, which is weird.
Looks like a decapitated gummy bear.
It looks like I'm going to bang a jellyfish. And so what happened? So why does it turn pink?
The intensity.
The intensity?
Oh. Yeah, it warms up as you go and stuff, and things warm up, it turns pink. So you go from a dark color to a light color.
So you go from...
I got my fingers in it, but I don't know that...
You go from grape, purple grape, to pink.
Okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, take away the jellyfish stuck to my face. I'm sure it feels super good and all.
Looks pretty soft.
That's one of those things that, yes, I would absolutely do by myself and then be all kinds of super Catholic ashamed of myself the second I'm like, pfft.
Until you did it again.
Right. You're like, I hate everything about myself. Because we're disgusting. Jason, what would you pay for such a wonderful item?
Let's $35.99.
I'm just going to tell you, Jason, because you've been living in the basement with your family in your mom's basement. This has got to be hidden somewhere so incredibly good.
Hey, Johnny, we got a little safe by our nightstand, and it's kind of like a gun safe. You just bring them out to clean them every now and then, and the back end they go. So
yeah, no, that's it. This is, I mean, it's gonna freak you out. It'll freak your mom out. It'll freak your kids out. Like you gotta hide this, man. We're animals. We're goddamn animals, son. All right, Jason, stay there. Bill. Oh, my dad's name again.
Papa, what you betting?
I'm going to say... 14.
Hold on, wait. Before you bid, just tell me I did something good.
You're a very good boy, John.
Still rings so hollow.
I feel very dirty now.
No, that didn't make me feel as good as I thought it might. All right, Bill, what would you bid on such an item?
I'm going to say 42.
Yeah, man, you're a good boy, Johnny. Couldn't be like, hey, nice job on the game, son. Like, that would have been more... Eh.
Well, I don't have any kids, so I don't know how to talk to them.
Yeah. What did you say you were bidding? How much money was it?
The answer is $42.
$42. All right. Super happy Mark with his girlfriend.
Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. This is not a big ticket item, so I'm assuming... I'm going to go higher than everybody else and go
$54.95. So if it's between the 42 and the 54, you're going to be the big one. 35 and 42, Jason wins. Or no, Bill wins. And then Jason wins if it's under 35. Look how I broke it down. The actual retail price?
$72.99.
Nailed it.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Mark, well played.
That's what I thought.
Sorry to Jason and Mom's basement. Sorry, Dad. Once again, I'm sure I've disappointed you. And, of course, Mark, you will have no more commitment to this emotionally than you do to your current girlfriend.
Exactly. That's perfect, Johnny.
Remember to clean her as well.
Okay, I will.
All right, say that.
Wow. But honesty is important.
He's great at it.
I told you Bob used to date that girl, and he would tell me straight up that he didn't hate her, but he didn't like her. But she was hot.
Yeah.
And he liked to have sex with her.
Yeah.
But he hated it when she spoke. He really
Which
did.
Which happens.
He really did. And then he's all passive aggressive, so he used to give her anal.
Mm-hmm.
I asked if his wife now, I go, why don't you? I go, clearly you're a fan. You used to do it all the time.
Right.
And he said, but I love her. I'm like, oh, you're dark, man. You're really
he's
dark.
He's wired a specific way.
He'd only like bang the angry one. Like,
mm-hmm.
Hope he wasn't thinking of his mom's name. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
Whoever you're mad at, let it go, big guy. That wasn't too much, wasn't it?
They can't hurt you anymore.
Oh, I think they can. I went to Florida with them. She said, hope you boys brought some beer. I love Joan, by the way. She told me stories about him. And you could tell he was getting more and more upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and finally he had to tell her to stop because she was starting to get into some pretty great ones.
Yeah. I would have loved Joan.
Yeah. You know what? She is great. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she'd be the most comforting mother. If you
no.
were the child, but
no, I wouldn't.
I really
That's
enjoy
I
her,
go to her
as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Now let's see how the ladies are doing today. Let's just see if they're more normal, less normal, abused. They've already been strippers. They've already been divorced. They've already been harmed. Let's find out. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I'm ready to play.
What's your story?
I am 42. I am married. Been married for 18 years. I have a butt plug, anal beads, dildos, vibrators. I have a variety of things.
You say that like you're so bored. Like, I got a butt plug, anal beads. Have
no,
you already grown
bored.
That bored of sticking things
no.
in your own butt?
No.
Was this your idea or did he want to do it?
Oh, we kind of both did.
Yeah, there you go. So you're a goer. You think it's nice?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't mind it.
All right. You sound like a good goer. What's the secret to a happier marriage? You say a hot sex life?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah,
because I got friends, but I needed something else, right? Yeah. All right, Mandy, stay there. I'm going to get Jen on. Jen, welcome to the show.
I am Jen, 38. I have a boyfriend of 3 years. I have a dildo, a strap-on, and a rabbit.
I'm going to ask. For ladies or for him?
For him.
Oh.
He's a goer.
Dude. Listen, and I'm not a jet. Like, whatever is cool is cool. Like, well, that's fine. It's not a thing. I'm just like, man, I feel like... A, I don't think I would enjoy it. And B, I feel like I could do enough and say enough that over the time, a girl that's with me would lose control and just straight ass rape me. You know what I mean?
As a female, like, I'm going to say that's a great gut
yeah, right?
call.
You
yeah,
suddenly
stick with
I'm
that
blindfolded
as your
feel? And she's got a rope around my neck. She's like, you blood dirt. You. I'm like, Mr. Bob, sorry.
If you were able to peek right before that special moment, I would imagine her winding back. Like,
yeah.
kind of just bringing it back.
Like a
she's
running
going for the
start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would.
She's like, stay there. I have to climb up on the dresser and launch myself into
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jen, tell me honestly, have you ever really put it to him with a little bit of anger?
That's possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know that. Like, he thinks it's all sex love, right?
Correct.
And you're like, you know what I hate? I hate when you pee on the seat.
No, you know what I love?
Watching you make this face. Then you got to make
now
him tell. Yeah, then you got to make him. You got to make him say he loves it.
You love it.
He does love it.
Uh huh. You're the one I fear the most, Jen. Mandy, Jen, you stay there, and let me get Emily on. Emily.
Good morning, Johnny.
Have you ever raped a man, Emily?
No, certainly not.
All right. What's your story?
My name's Emily. I'm 29. I'm single. I've got, a duffel bag. I've got some vibrators.
Yes.
Dildos. I've got a butt plug. I've got nipple suction cups. The works.
Really? Anything super weird? You're like, I didn't even know I'd love this, but I do.
I have a super weird thing, but I don't love it. It's got way too many cords and straps and levers and, you know.
Oh, I gotta know.
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even remember what it's called, but it's got like a pump on it and a remote for the vibrator.
Okay, so it goes on your vagina.
Yeah. It goes on. It's on top, not inside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got too many things for me to be able to do by myself. Like, I can't keep up.
But you're a big fan of when you have a partner to help you work your way through it?
Yeah.
Wow. Shenanigans. See? Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right.
Yeah. Emily, and why? You say you were single?
I am.
Why is that, Emily?
Because y'all suck.
Well, that's a fact. I can't argue that. You know, I don't even know why all girls don't go, other than they want children. And now, let's say, medically, we can cure that. So I don't even know why you put up with guys.
Well, I mean, I do the girl thing, too, and that's a lot more fun.
Sure it is. You guys are smarter, funnier, smell better, take care of yourselves. You're open to emotion. You compromise. There's all kinds of good things about you. We're like, oh, look at this. I bet you love my sweet D. Like, okay, loser. No, we're awful. Chicks are way better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Prettier to look at, the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, Emily. Jen, Mandy. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Seduce Me Twin Climaxer 10 Function Vibe from Nass Toys.
Girls, remember back when you were young?
When life was simpler, less complicated.
Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Back when all it took to bring you to orgasm
was a clothes washer with an uneven load.
Or the 25-cent pony ride in front of the grocery store.
I've got a roll of quarters,
and it's time to giddy up, cowgirl.
Back in those days, you didn't need fancy twin climaxes.
With 10 functions that stimulate multiple erogenous zones.
Back in those days,
all it took for Pepperidge Farms to bring you across the finish line
was some Boone's Farm
and the part of my hand that you like to call the juice maker.
Remember that? Pepperidge Farms does.
You know what else Pepperidge Farms remembers?
Pepperidge Farms remembers when you said we'd be together forever.
And then 2 days later at Bill's Kegger,
Pepperidge Farms walked in on you in the defensive line of the football team.
And that one guy, Todd, said something about you playing tight end.
Pepperidge Farms would have liked to have had anal.
But every time Pepperidge Farms tried that, you said no.
You know what Pepperidge Farms did get that night?
Pepperidge Farms confronted Todd out in the backyard and got his ass kicked.
Pepperidge Farms got 3 broken ribs and a broken heart because you're a whore.
All you got that night was a lingering STD and glazed like a Lamar.
But a few years later, Pepperidge Farms ran into Todd in a club downtown.
Pepperidge Farms followed him down the alley and hit him in the head with a brick.
Repeatedly.
F*** around and find out, Todd.
Have fun eating through a straw for the rest of your life.
Do you know who did this? Do you know who did this?
Pepperidge Farms did, Todd. Pepperidge Farms.
I don't know what just happened, but I'm pretty sure I'm an accessory.
Time to place your bids, ladies.
It's the Seduce Me Twin Climaxer 10 Function Vibe from Nass Toys.
Look, I'm dancing in Todd's entrance.
Oh, Christ.
And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Ah, that was a lot going on right there. I looked at this. I don't think he ever really got to explain the twin massager. It was a lot of things that were being worked out in that. This looks to me, it looks like a purple monster.
Okay.
With its mouth open and teeth, it looks like the Beetlejuice worm when they went through the door. Like, it comes out of the sand.
Yes. Yes, you couldn't have nailed that description any better.
Yeah, so you turn it on. I'm sure you got to hold this little button.
Did you find the button today?
Today I did. This one big button. Ooh. That's a low end. So it's like a silicone. It's soft, but it's like an open like an alligator mouth.
It does look like an alligator mouth, like a toy.
So I assume this goes on that metallurgical clitoris, mm-hmm. and I suppose this could go on in. Mm-hmm. It'd have to, or it has to, or. See, this is where you got to be careful now, people. If you're going to go ahead and let it stay on the outside, that's going to be what they call the anus stimulator. Mm-hmm. And then later on, if you flip that thing around, that can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you can go from the jacuzzi to the pool, but never the pool to the jacuzzi.
Words to live by, people.
Here, see if it gets a little more. Oh, yeah, that's strong. That's pretty fantastic. Oh, I'm done. You'd be done. Let me see here. Hold on, I'm trying to get back to the.
And that gator's got teeth.
I hate it when I miscount. That's pretty. I think it would be good. Here, you try.
Okay.
See what you think.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you good? No. I mean, it's definitely weird.
I'd be like, so what do you want to do the rest of the day?
Yeah, right. But
I'm good.
Is that an up top?
Yeah. Oh.
Up top and exploratory?
Oh, you can go floor by floor. Yeah.
But do you want to stay completely outside?
I think you got options with those.
Yeah, but you got to mark it.
Yeah, well, you have
Listen,
to, like...
it's like having a thermometer. Hey, man, if it ain't for your mouth, make sure it says R.
Not every journey takes the same path.
That's right.
So...
You just gotta
know.
That's right.
You're gonna have to have a map to know which way you're gonna go.
All right.
That's fantastic, T.
All right, it's weird. It could be yours, Mandy, if you're closest to the
That's
actual
cool.
manufacturer's suggested retail price. Mandy?
Okay, I'm gonna go with
$54.95. $54.95. Jen, you... Frightening, but clearly very awesome person. Did he ask you or did you tell him this was going to happen?
I kind of told him.
And this clearly wasn't the first guy you've done this to.
No.
Over the years, how many guys have you sodomized?
I don't know, probably three.
And did all of them, were they cool?
No.
So, what would you say the poorest reaction was?
Probably the first one. I don't want to go into what was said, but
right,
it was pretty bad.
He was angry.
Yeah,
but he knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
Wow. Did you hate him?
No.
Have you disliked one of the three guys, obviously.
Maybe.
And before you broke up or you knew it was ending, did you ever just thump him one more time just because you're mad?
No.
No? All right. I'm just curious. I'm always curious. Like, I always want to take a look into a lady's head, but that's it, right? You want to, It's like watching a surgery channel. You're like, oh, why did I watch that?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what would you pay?
$41.99.
And do you pull their hair, Jen?
Yes.
So terrible. Just imagine, like, that's just so bad. And again, I'm okay with whatever people like. I'm just... Do you resist the urge to slap them around? You ever double fish hook them from the back? Like, put fingers in their mouth? No?
There has been slapping.
Oh, man. All right. Mandy, Jen, hold on. I gotta get Emily's input on this. Emily?
Yes.
What would you pay?
I'm gonna go $55.
The actual manufacturer suggested retail price
$45.99.
Jen slid right in there. She's really, I mean, she was like right in the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, really well done, man. She managed to put it in Mandy and Emily's butt. Well, listen, Jen, enjoy your purple monster.
I certainly will.
Just be kind. I just imagine her ex-boyfriends are all in therapy. Like, I don't know why I let her do it to me, man. I just thought it was love. You should just do what they want.
Like they flinch when they walk past certain things.
Yeah, yeah. Like a mop. Like a nightstick. Like firewood.
The janitor at the school.
Sure. Yeah. 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 Someone holds up a 4D cell mag light and they're like, hey, just weeping uncontrollably. All right, Jen, be gentle. Stay there. Hold on. It's all yours. Mandy, Emily, I am so sorry that you did not win those.
It is okay.
I'll tell you. I got to give some of these away. Coming up, I got some shirts for you guys. Some of the F. John Adair shirts and stickers, okay?
Cool. Oh.
All right, then. Stay right there. Hold on.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chocolate, a Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you.
Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.